This is St. Louis Public Radio. Nicole Barton has been on the job for less than a month, but the new executive director of the Civilian Oversight Board has already crafted a mission statement, developed goals and strategies, and is developing a complaint process for citizens. Barton, a native of Southern Illinois, spent 15 years working for Missouri's Office of Probation and Parole before taking her new job. She told St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman that a career in criminal justice didn't cross her mind until college.
I actually started in a whole nother field. I was in nursing school. But I decided to take a criminal justice class, and I just fell in love with the aspect of the system and how it works and what we could do to change things, improve things, and help people along the process.
And what was it that intrigued you about specifically the executive director of the Civilian Oversight Board?
I was excited that St. Louis City wanted to be proactive and get one started so that we could be transparent in the community and help with getting accountability if needed, to be able to review policies and procedures and make sure that there was a standard of professionalism that the officers are following, and to ensure that citizens who feel that they have some complaint in whatever aspect, we're able to voice that opinion and be able to have someone that was independent review those complaints and ensure that there's a bridge being built between the community and law enforcement.
From what you know about the Civilian Oversight Board and how it was crafted, do you believe it has the tools it'll need to be a connecting bridge between the department and the community?
I do. So we're working really hard on that. I have reviewed, I think, every Civilian Oversight Board's policy and procedure in the country. I've been doing a lot of homework here. And I'm looking to see, you know, what is working in other cities and what is not working and what we can avoid and how we can avoid those pitfalls. I want us to be an example for other cities to be able to follow in the future who would like to start a Civilian Oversight Board. I think that we have an important job here to do, and I see us being that independent, transparent voice. And I know that we can accomplish those goals if we work together.
How are you going to measure the success of the Civilian Oversight Board?
Success would be a reduced number of complaints, obviously. That is our goal. I'm building a tracking system to track all the complaints, the location of where the complaints are coming from. If there's a district, a police district, that have more complaints than others, or an officer that has more complaints than others.
Do you have the buy-in from the officers that you're ultimately going to be suggesting this policy to and reviewing and trying to reduce the number of complaints for?
I believe so. I think that, you know, the officers want to have integrity as well. I believe that, you know, the officers as a whole would like to be seen in a good light. I believe that they do want to protect the citizens of this community and do it in a way that is perceived to be good and just, and that everyone's rights are being met and not infringed upon. So I believe that the officers, you know, see this as something good because they want their integrity to be intact as well.